Thirstiest Senator Chris Murphy hosts Vote Town Hall in North Carolina amid personal, public rebranding. By Bradley J. on April 24, 2025. Freshly dubbed Thirstiest Senator Chris Murphy, DCT, is traveling to North Carolina Thursday as he seeks to recreate his image ahead of the 2028 presidential election. Murphy, crowned Tuesday by left-wing Politico magazine as the thirstiest Washington politician for his desperate social media attention-seeking, is traveling 600 miles from his home state to co-host a staged pseudo-town hall in a district represented by Republican Representative Richard Hudson, NC. Despite Murphy's framing, Hudson, who held a telephone town hall days prior as George Soros-aligned groups have been paying protesters to disrupt in-person Republican events, was never intended to attend the gathering, which is organized by the Democratic National Committee, Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, and Association of State Democratic Committees. Representative Maxwell Frost, DFL, the youngest member of Congress, best known for traveling to El Salvador in an attempt to return a Salvadoran MS-13 gang member to where he was living illegally in Maryland, is co-hosting with Murphy. Murphy has embarked upon an aggressive rebranding campaign since Democrats were shellacked in November. Politico noted, ever since the 2024 election, Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat Connecticut, has turned himself into the Senate's answer to Mr. Beast, game to appear anywhere and everywhere to feed the algorithms. After Politico published its piece under the original headline of the 7 Thirstiest Members of Congress, the publication updated its headline to the 7 Most Shameless Attention Seekers in Congress. Although Politico gave no reason for the change, it noted the article was updated to include a clarification regarding Murphy's Instagram accounts. It is possible Murphy did not appreciate the original headline's framing, given his recent personal life. Days after the election, as Murphy pivoted towards a political rebrand, he and his wife of 17 years announced their separation. Murphy wasted no time cuddling up to Soros-funded fake news media mogul Tara McGowan, a younger and more politically advantageous relationship partner. McGowan, the 39-year-old founder of Courier Newsroom, has spent years promoting Murphy's political brand through her network of dark money-funded fake news sites. Their relationship raises serious questions about journalistic ethics and political influence. The Soros-funded McGowan has been described by former employees as a shameless grifter and soap opera villainess who destroys morale with her constant gaslighting, the Washington Free Beacon reported. As Murphy looks to stand out and separate himself from his party's rejected brand and expand his influence, his personal life seems to mirror his political strategy. But don't include thirsty in the headline. Bradley J. is deputy political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley J.